With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates-Carney. This year's gubernatorial race is expected to draw record-breaking amounts of money for the two leading candidates. Recently, the opposing campaigns are disputing where that money should come from.
I actually don't understand this bickering that's going on between those two campaigns.
That's Denise Roth Barber. She's the managing director of the National Institute on Money and State Politics based in Helena. In January, Republican frontrunner Greg Gianforte challenged incumbent Democrat Steve Bullock to not accept money from political action committees, or PACs. Gianforte said public officials shouldn't be beholden to special interests. The Associated Press reported Bullock dismissing Gianforte's no-PAC challenge as, quote, disingenuous and silly. Denise Roth Barber says both campaigns are following campaign laws for raising money, and the debate over which candidate is or is not receiving PAC money directly isn't really important.
We already documented that historically, candidates don't raise a lot of money from PACs, so I'm not sure what the issue is there. I didn't understand the validity of that challenge, honestly.
In the past four gubernatorial election years in Montana, about 1.5% of the nearly $16 million candidates raised themselves came from PACs. That's about $250,000, according to the National Institute on Money and State Politics website. But that doesn't mean PAC money isn't a huge part of gubernatorial races. Candidates are often heavily supported by their political party, and lots of the party's money comes from PACs. In the past four gubernatorial campaign years, for instance, about 40% of all the money raised by Montana Democratic and Republican parties came from PACs. That's about $7 million out of the total $17 million.
So even if the candidate does not take any PAC money, there's going to be a lot of PAC money involved.
The finger pointing over this issue surfaced again late last week. Democrats called hypocrisy on Gianforte for attending a fundraising dinner for the Montana Republicans in Washington, D.C. PACs were invited to the dinner with a suggested donation of $1,000. Here's Democrat Party spokesperson Jason Pitt.
It's clear that Gianforte's PAC pledge was nothing more than just a political gimmick, right? Telling Montanans that he won't accept PAC money and then going behind closed doors to raise PAC money in Washington, D.C. and hoping that no one finds out is absolutely the height of hypocrisy.
And here's Aaron Flint with the Gianforte campaign.
You know, Steve Bullock just needs to sign the pledge. It's pretty straightforward. If he has a problem with PAC money, then he should sign the no PAC pledge. Greg Gianforte is controlling what he himself can control, and he himself is not going to take PAC money into his campaign.
As the campaigns hope to damage the other's political momentum over fundraising strategies, Denise Roth Barber from the campaign spending watchdog group says Gianforte and Bullock aren't doing anything wrong.
Because they're both using legitimate, viable mechanisms for raising money, and they should just allow each other to do that. You know, I have to wonder how much Montanans actually really care about this particular spat between the two campaigns. I think it's what the public really wants to hear is why each candidate is best person for that job. And if there is going to be money spent, there just needs to be full transparency.
PACs are required to report donors to the Federal Election Commission. But Roth Barber says if someone doesn't want their support of a candidate known, they can easily and legally hide the money's original source. And while there are limits for how much PACs can directly give to a candidate, indirectly, Roth Barber says, there are ways to get around that.
There is absolutely no limit. And if you have deep pockets, there is no limit in how much you can spend supporting your candidate because there are so many vehicles you can use to spend that money.
That includes so-called dark money groups, which are allowed to raise money from anonymous sources. Those groups are legally prohibited from coordinating with candidates' campaigns. Before Montana's 2015 Disclose Act, there was a lot of money spent indirectly for or against candidates, and that spending wasn't reported. The Disclose Act required more reporting, but some nonprofit groups can remain anonymous. So Roth Barber says it falls short of requiring total transparency.
If a spender says, oh, I got my money from this group, and that group doesn't have to disclose its donors, then the trail runs cold pretty quickly.
It can all become a shell game, she says, like a political game of Russian dolls filled with money. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.